What did you see as the difference in that game?
Not getting out of the first period, I think, in relation to how well the period had been played, be down to 1 5-minute power play and the call in the third.
Drew said you guys weren't very happy on the bench with that call on Myers. Can you say anything about it?
Well, you know what? These guys make bad calls. I mean, there's stuff that happens on the ice that they miss. There's no interference. It's a clean hit. It happens. They're going to be okay with it tomorrow.
How would you describe the debut for Scott Kosmachuk, Paul?
You know what? I like the way I thought he moved all right. Like, he moved well on the ice. There's a big jump to speed. It's a quick game for him. I like the way he skated. Anything that you'd consider negative is just the difference between the two leagues. Systems that are run, what teams will do against you, that experience takes care of a lot. But I thought he moved quicker than I've seen him move in his game, so I thought that was good.
How do you think he handled the power play minutes?
I'm sorry?
Power play minutes? What do you think? How did he do in the? You obviously gave him a boost there.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, fine.
Anything you saw in the last minute with the two goals in the first period, just a couple of breakdowns? Or?
Yeah, toe drag in the offensive zone to a 4-on-2, ill-advised, and pretty simple coverage we missed on the next one and off the back of our skate into the net.
Bigger picture, how would you describe the year that Drew Stafford is having for you? Obviously, you got a taste of what he was like last year and is important enough to bring him back. How do you think he's handled it this year?
He's veteran year for him. We started him in a checking role, and we had a bit of success with that, and that's not what he's built to do. But he handled it like a real good pro, and then we moved him in. They had some offense going with Scheifele and Perreault. He's battled through an injury that he's been maintaining for the course of the year, and now back with that line, Scheif takes off at the same time, and he scores. So he's been a real good vet, real good pro for us.
You saw him a lot in the East. How did he sort of rejuvenate things and get back to being that productive goal scorer?
So much of Drew's game is being able to feel good that he can read off the people that he's playing with. He's a real smart player, and he's got a great set of hands on him. And, you know, he's played his offside, which isn't his natural position, but he's played with good players in Scheifele and Wheeler for the bulk of that time. And confidence for those kind of guys is just critical, and I think he got through a stretch where it was very difficult to have confidence. And he knows if he makes the plays he made, like Mark Scheifele's second goal of his hat trick night, it was a perfect pass, and he bought time and he held on to it and he let the ice develop in front of him and put it through in a perfect place for Mark. There's not a lot of guys that can do that, but for those guys, they have to feel good about their game and confident to wait long enough to make that play.